If you are not among those who already have health coverage through an employer or privately obtained comprehensive health insurance, the March 31st deadline for signing up for health insurance is drawing near. Under the Federal Affordable Care Act, you must be covered this year or face a penalty of $95 per person or 1% of your income, whichever is higher. After the 31st, you won't be able to buy a health insurance plan again until the next open enrollment period begins on November 15th for coverage that will begin in 2015. New York State of Health Council Lisa Sobrana and Access Health Connecticut CEO Kevin Cunahan joined four other state exchange leaders on a conference call Thursday led by Families USA, a national nonprofit that advocates for the Affordable Care Act. Sobrana notes New York has conducted a thorough public awareness campaign.
We have additional emails teed up going out to folks letting them know, one, that they need to come in by March 31st to meet the open enrollment date, and two, that if they don't, they may face a tax penalty. So we are letting people know that, and in our talking points when we're doing outreach events and out in the community, we're also informing people of that because we want them, you know, to be aware of the consequences of not enrolling.
16 insurance companies are represented on New York's official health insurance exchange website, newyorkstateofhealth.newyork.gov.
In addition to the 615,000 people that Urban Institute estimated that we would enroll through the full implementation of the ACA, which takes us through 2016, they also estimated that there were about 500,000 people who would be eligible for our Medicaid program who were also uninsured. So we've been focusing on both of those populations.
Figures for cumulative health enrollments through March 1st show the U.S. met 75% of its sign-up goal, with 13 states exceeding federal targets, but the rest lagging. Both the New York Exchange website and Access Health Connecticut have been spared technical problems that plagued the federal site, healthcare.gov. Connecticut's Kevin Cunahan says while his state has also aggressively endeavored to educate people about the penalties for failing to register, he does not expect a huge surge in enrollment in the coming weeks, and believes that over time, all qualifying individuals will voluntarily choose to participate.
Because of all the protections of the carriers and the fact that I think this is a 3 to 4 year implementation anyway, I think the most important thing for us to do as states is to get as many people in to these exchanges as much as possible, irrespective of demographic mix, to build the momentum for both growth and sustainability. And my sense is, and my experience has been, that if we keep that momentum going, we're going to get the appropriate risk balance just through the law of large numbers.
He adds 92% of Connecticut enrollees have come in through paid premiums. The federal government recently released statistics showing that 4.2 million people have purchased health coverage in plans sold through either the federal exchange or a state marketplace. The figure is about 2 million shy of the 6 million people the government had hoped to enroll by March 31st. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.